It's that time again. That time again being defined as time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth with Ruth Epstein from of the Republican American. Hey, Ruth, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I switched it up a little bit. I could have said, what's going on out there? How are you? But I said, how are you? So what's going on out there?
Okay. So we'll start out in Salisbury this week with there was a hearing on the newly proposed Dresser Woods Project. That is the project for 20 units of affordable housing on land that Jim Dresser donated to the town, or actually to the Affordable Housing Committee. For those who know Salisbury, it's past Le Bon's out in that area in the center of town. As people know, Jim was is a former selectman and a big advocate for affordable housing, and so he's donated this piece of property on which 2 acres will be used for the 20 units. It's the rendering makes it look just beautiful. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a hearing, or the first session of. It'll probably go on for at least, well, definitely at least one, maybe two more sessions. Engineers were there. Jocelyn Ayer spoke for the Housing Committee. There was a traffic engineer. There was an architect there, and describing everything. There are going to be 9 buildings for the 20 units, and it really looks lovely. They've planned landscaping and lawns, and some of the commissioners had some questions that will be answered, and some of the public was on. There were 70 people listening to this public hearing via Zoom.
What happens? Forgetting, and the only thing I can say is that Sally Splin and I are old friends, and I know that it runs by Julia Shipley's house, which is now Sally Splin's house. So that's how long I've known about that. Mm-hmm. That particular house.
Yeah,
I don't know quite where it all goes, but there
it goes up along the rail trail. It's going.
Yeah,
and
there are numerous dwellings. Let's just say behind that, which I've never. You know, when you go past Steve Olinger's and make a left, you go past the auto, the auto shop. How is that affected?
The drawings that we've seen, and I've taken a couple of tours with the group, it starts right after Sally's house, and it goes beyond that. Mm-hmm. And so there were some concerns by people who live close by about the traffic and originally, but it looks to me as if they've tried to take into consideration to make it as less invasive as it could be. But if you take a walk and you just keep going straight past Le Bon's, just straight out there, you can see where the land starts and where it's going to go.
Okay.
So for those who are curious, you ought to just take a walk out there and see. Of course, it's just woods now, but...
it's a good... You know, if you're going... I learned a long time ago. I a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man by the name of Jimmy Pratt, and we were talking about plans because that kid could make anything out of wood, anything. And I had an architect. We had great plans, and he was like, "Yeah, they're fine." But he said, "So far, every project I've been on, you open the plans, and then you got to change them because." The rendering and the practicalities are frequently, through no fault of anybody's, you're just different once you actually get onto it.
Yeah,
I totally agree. Everyone, so that if you have, if you're interested, walk it, so that you can see for yourself what like it's like. Oh, just what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly couldn't picture it until I was out there. And well, even so, I mean, it's hard to picture when it's just woods and empty fields. But yeah, if you take a walk, and I would urge people to do that, just and you can see where the land starts and goes in, as I say, along the rail trail. And they are going to put boulders in to between the accessway and the rail trail to keep that separate as well. Yeah, you're right. I mean, renderings are different from actual, and once often projects start, they have to make changes because of what they find. So,
my wonderful architect managed to it's that moment where you see people standing there conferring, and it's like, uh-oh. It's like, oh, day one, we've given the coffee, we've given the donuts, everyone loves each other. Why are they conferring? Why don't I hear noise? And in my case, it was because it was the main sewage line was about to be cut. They chose not to do that,
yeah.
But it was designed so that it's like, oh, yeah, small matter of to avoid the bathroom window, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Again, just...
Well, it'll be interesting to hear. As I said, you know, this was only the first, and they were constrained for time, so they had to cut it short, not short, but shorter. And so not everybody... I mean, they did give everybody who wanted to a chance to talk, but there'll be more questions coming up.
Right.
And the next one will be the next meeting on the second Tuesday in March.
Yeah, so that'll be a continuance of the public hearing.
Yeah, they never, you know, Michael, it was interesting. They never voted to continue the hearing. They just said, we will.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I know about these.
Yeah, the technicalities, if you will. But just as a footnote as well, a couple of years back, because this project was proposed many years ago, they approved the ingress-egress to that. I wish I could remember the exact... plan that was approved, but I also know that Sally Spillane was there at that meeting. It was at the Congregational Church, full to the roof, and she said she was satisfied with what they were able to do with that ingress-egress. So that might be a footnote for everyone, too, to go back and look at that to give you the idea of where that's coming in, because that's the traffic thing down in there is, yeah, it's a tough traffic area.
Yeah, well, the traffic guy predicted, what did he say, 10 cars during peak hour morning and 11 night or something like that. But, you know, who knows? And they've planned for 1.5 parking spaces. And somebody said, well, how do you have a half parking space? Well, it's an average. So they're going to be 31
like
parking spaces.
2.3, like, guys.
Yeah. Hmm?
No, the average family has 2-point-something children. It's like, how?
Yeah, well, they're considering the one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom.
Yeah,
so.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that there's the person who asked about the half parking spaces kind of, you know, if someone has somebody over, it's like... I totally understand that it's a problem, but it's a valid question because, you know, not everything allows, you know, you can't park half a car.
Yeah, well, they say it's an average because some people will have one car and some people will have two. And so, well, stay tuned because, you know, this will be a while before it gets approval. But there seemed to be quite a lot of support for it.
What was the continuance date once again?
It's March 11th or 12th. Oh, do they meet on?
So the 11th is...
I think they meet on...
The 11th is a Monday.
Right.
12th is a Tuesday.
Tuesday. It would be the 12th.
And are they starting that at 7? Or earlier.
I'm sorry. No, the hearing is scheduled to continue March 18th. Sorry about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whole another week
Monday,
in there.
March 18th. Mm-hmm.
March 18th. Sorry.
And time?
6:45.
6:45. Okay. Thank you.
6:45, March 18th. Make sure we get that straight. Okay. Let's come down to Kent, where tonight there is a special town meeting to vote on approving an ordinance, a cemetery ordinance. We have a cemetery association now that runs seven or six of the cemeteries in town that are run by, you know, this organization. The main people who have been taking care of it, the Potters, are retiring, and so there's a question of how the care of these cemeteries will continue. So the association, the town has decided to form a cemetery committee, which will be part of the town at this point. Up to now, it's been privately done. This will be, like other departments, a committee. It'll have a budget that gets appropriations in the budget season, and the money that the association has had all these years will be melded in and put into a special non-lapsing account to use for special projects. Tammy Potter and her husband Bill have been running it. They are recommending that $50,000 be appropriated in the budget for the care, maintenance, and to pay a part-time sexton. So that meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Let me see what else we got. Cannabis in Canaan has been an ongoing...
Well, that could be a song, Cannabis in Canaan.
Cannabis in Canaan, that's true. Maybe we could make some money on that.
we could make a rap.
Yeah. So that was, town has approved at the vote in November on the ballot to allow recreational and medicinal outlets and growing areas for marijuana. It's the only town so far in the area that has allowed it. In fact, Sharon has voted not to allow it, and we'll see what other towns do after their moratoriums are done. So the town is going to, the Planning and Zoning Commission will be holding a hearing, and that is set for March 11th at 7 p.m. And people should come out, and you know, this is let people hear what they have to say about how they feel about cannabis, although they've already said how they feel. This is just where it's going to be allowed, and it's quite a small area when you take into consideration all the buffer zones, because there are places you just can't do it, you know, near schools, daycares, churches, et cetera. It comes down to, for retail, a small area.
Can you say where? I mean, is that clear enough to say in words or not yet?
They're looking at an area, quite frankly, I think the only area, up Route 7 near, in the vicinity of the car wash, if people know where that is, P Street, Bragg Street,
yeah. Okay.
Somewhere
and
in there.
And again, this is long time ago, before there was Alexa and GPS and nobody looked outside. You gave directions by saying, yes, by the car wash, or it's over the this. Or this.
Yeah.
You knew where those things were. So once again, people, if you're curious,
yeah, take a
I
look.
I would say, yeah, hey, well, there is an 8 feet of snow out there, so off you go.
That's the area I think they're talking about. And as far as growing, they said the only place really is for room is out in East Canaan. So. Again, I would urge people to come and listen, because they have maps and they show you what the plan is, and now is the time to voice your opinion.
Well, and East Canaan could become the capital of cow pots and cannabis.
There you go.
Oh,
there's another song, Cow Pots and Cannabis.
I'll get work on that after we're done here.
Very good.
Okay.
The Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission is dealing with solar panels, as we know. That did pass to go on a piece of property, school property, next to Sharon Center School. We know there was big controversy when that first came out. It was passed at a meeting with only 14 people, and then when others found out about it, they got a petition going and a referendum that has now passed. So they are starting to work on the plans and to assuage the neighbors who were really opposed to it. They've come out with a really comprehensive screening plan. And so that was discussed at the last meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And again, it was, I would urge people to go out and see what they're planning for that, because they're talking about, you know, a lot of trees and obscuring the fences and so forth. So that, too, will be an ongoing discussion at the Planning and Zoning Commission as the months go on. There's going to be a really, well, let me back up a minute. We had the Polar Bear Run on Sunday that went through Warren, Washington, and Kent around Lake Warmug, which was a beautiful day for a run. This is a nice fundraiser for the Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and people came out. I was out there, and they were out there in droves running around. Again, we have so many different runs around here because it's such a beautiful area and conducive to that sort of thing, and then they all raise money for very good causes. We have a young man. We have so many good young kids doing so many great things. But Tyler Anderson of Sharon is a student at Housatonic in the FFA and VOAG department, and he placed first in the state in the Vocational Agriculture Landscape Career Development event way back. So he will be representing Connecticut in Indianapolis in the fall when they have their annual meeting. Always good to see these kids and what that program does. It's an incredible program, and I believe has saved a lot of kids and kept them in school. So hats off to Tyler. We have Essex Hill. The landslide has been fixed, and the road is back in order. That was in Cornwall, where the land just had a slide, and the road was destroyed, part of it, and it just wiped out trees down a long embankment, and it was a dangerous situation, and the town had to deal with it, and so that's now finished. The flooding has taken a real toll in Cornwall. They've had a lot of issues, and the next one will be fixing the retaining wall on Mill Brook, which is right in the center of West Cornwall. So that road is going to, not sure when it's starting. It should be starting probably soon. And that means that road will be closed to public traffic during the day. So we'll get more on that so that people are aware you cannot go down that river road during the days, during weekdays, while the work is going on. And we had several art shows this weekend. There's a great art show at the Sharon Historical Society on dance, and it's connected to Fran Kelsey, who was a noted photographer. All the pictures she did of the ballet school in Sharon, and now there's a juried show on, and the theme is dance, so people were asked to create something about dancing, and it's really, again, I would urge people to go and see it. It's fascinating, and how many people's version and look at dance, how different their images are, and how creative people have become. Speaking of exhibits, the Hunt Library is planning this fabulous exhibit of early 20th century photography from the Canaan Falls Village Historical Society. Going to have these beautiful old photos from way back when, and There are going to be two receptions on Saturday, March 16th, and that will be preceded by a talk about photographic technology by Daniel Karp, a professor at Bard College. And on Saturday, March 23rd, Michelle Major of will give a talk on late 19th and early century fashion. Items from the Historical Society's collection will be on display. So these really are very exciting, and it's a collaboration between the library and the Historical Society, and sounds really good.
And speaking of exhibits, we're going to have to exhibit our Time is Over sign.
Okay.
Again.
Away it goes.
He always says, don't have anything to talk about, and here we are.
Okay.
Which means that part, not two, but part more, coming to an airwave near you in shortly. So thank you once again, Ruth Epstein. What's going on out there, Ruth, from the Republican American?